What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
It is Hughie. Hello, everybody, and he is back. And I, by he, I mean the great Bob Levy. So, Bob has, of course, a legendary comedian. Most people know him from like the Howard Stern Show and stuff for way back. But then, of course, you get into the Dabbleverse community, which he thought, which he was one of the big players in for a long time. Then he took a step back. He's focusing more on, of course, stand-up comedy, and just his own show, not having to deal with all this stupid internet committee drama. But anyway, he made his long-awaited return to this show, which I think was maybe 11 months, potentially less. It's just I'm very stupid. I don't remember this type of stuff. But Bob Levy is back, and this was a fucking great episode. We had a great round table of, there was Bob, Roachy, Shmuel Bachman, Quadfather, and even Dave Serra for maybe 4 seconds. He got the time wrong. He got his mic set up wrong. It was kind of funny, but it's a shame he wasn't there. But anyway, this is a great episode. And as you may be able to detect by listening, I was drinking during this episode. But if you are listening, you're probably thinking, what's that music in the background? Well, that is Beyond Salvation by Arcade Fire from their most recent album, Pink Elephant, which isn't very good, but this song is good and a couple of others. But anyway, so go buy it on physical copy. See, the video version, go to Hughie Entertainment on YouTube, okay? I'm at the Hughie on Twitter, at the Hughie on Instagram, and I drank 4 or 5 pints during this, so I need to take a piss. And that's the end of the plugs. Go to Hughie Entertainment to see the episode for free. Consider being a member. Hit the like button, subscribe, all that stuff. And we're going to say Roachy, Dave, fucking Quad, Shmuel, and Bob Levy. Hello! Yes, the stereotype is real. The Irish Guinness drinker and, of course, the 1980s coker. What's up, Bob Levy?
Hey, how are you? Good to see you, my friend. I was just looking at my phone. I got my drink, too. How are you?
Oh, lovely. But a nice glass of piss for the real men. And speaking of real men, we've got a English person, so we're being sarcastic. All right, Roachy, how are you doing?
All right, you slags.
That's a fucking king.
Yeah, he's all right. You seen the size of his fingers?
Fucking sausages. Well, speaking of fingers, we've got a guy that actually kind of looks like a finger. The great Shmuel Buckman. Shmuel, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, sir.
You know, Shmuel, if you're going to be gay, maybe you don't. You shouldn't be coming in here with that attitude. But anyway, speaking of coming in here, we have someone that will be pushed in here. The lovely Quad Father, how are you doing? Jamie Justice's new best friend.
Yes.
Good, good. I could be with some of the finest people, but I'm glad to be here with you guys today.
Thank you, sir.
You Asians are always making the jokes. I love it. Love a joke from a funny guy like you. Well, of course, we got a star in the midst here, Bob Levy. Mr. 156 on the Dabbleverse list made by someone.
What is it?
Please ask Shmuel how it feels to be number 156 ticks, because he's too lazy to say thanks because he didn't want to go into the $5 area. Shmuel, how does it feel to get into the number, the top 156 Dabble versus
anybody below Joey C? Do we really matter at all?
But speaking of blow, Joey C, Eccles recording with him soon too. What a great joke that I just came up with. But just before we get on with the show, there is a poll up, and the question is, who's better? And the three options are Irish people, English people, and Armenians. Notice I didn't use the word people. And we can, we will probably figure out more if Dave Sarah comes here. He's running late, which is weird because he's in his house. I don't know how you'd be late when you're in your house, but he is. But of course, we asked Earthworm Jim Shmuel about the Dabbleverse stuff. But Bob, you pretty much took a step back from it for a while now.
Yeah. Unless you call this a doubt, I'm just, you know, we're Oasis girls, so I figured, you know, we just do what we want, motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, it's good. I it feels a lot better. You know, it's a much better life.
What is it that made you take a step back, Pretty Eyes?
It just got, it got away from the, just the funny, like, busting balls and shit. It got into too digging, like, about everything, I thought, you know? I just thought it was too much.
You sound like Chad Zumok.
Oh, yeah. No. I've been out of this for a while, man. Like, no, I just...
Chad's on his... No, he's following, like, you there, man. He's going to be hanging out with you by the pool before you know it.
Well, I don't think that. But the whole thing is that, yeah, I just wasn't, like, you know, it just wasn't going the way it was at the beginning. You know, it changed. So it was like... It's just,
do you think Melton ruined the Dabbleverse? Is that what happened?
No.
I do.
Good. Melton's actually, you know, puts on a really good show.
For a fat hunchback, he does pretty good. Yeah. I agree.
I don't even know who doesn't like each other. That's the good part now. Because I know they're going to, everyone will come back and they're friends with each other and all that shit. That'll happen. So it's hard to keep up, and it's better not to.
Wait. You mean all the people that stab each other in the back will be hanging out with each other again in no
exactly.
time?
Exactly. I'm saying it right now, today. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I predict that within 3 years, Shuley and Stutter and John will have a podcast together talking about hard Stern clips. I just think that's why it's silly to get into feuds, because, like, we were talking off mic about the PIN code to Bob Levy's bank account, but also 6969, get it? But we were also talking about how Like with you look at the fucking the Stuttering John lawsuit that we'll get into, and then you look at this whole stuff with Keanu and Ashley, which is weird to have two women with men's names arguing, but still kind of sexy when you think about it, especially if you ask Jim Norton. And then you've got all this stuff with, like, you know, the Lemmy stuff, the infamous Lemmy, where it's like, well, what are you doing? Like, do you remember? I'm so old that I can remember I used to watch these shows and laugh, but now you watch it and you get, like, cringe-inducingly, like I shouldn't hear this type of information. Like, I should be the one that finds out that Keanu's cunt stinks, not being told it. Like, it's just rude to get spoilers. Right, Shmuel? What do you think, Shmuel? Cunt?
Look, I'm with you on this. Cunt. You and I have been going back a little bit talking about this.
Over what are you accusing me of?
Wet last week or so. Keanu's stinky cunt. But, I have been, surprised. But look,
is that why you look like this?
Yeah, you always.
I think it'll
come
back. I think when the ISO stuff broke, I think that gave people free rein to really just start shitting on other people and making accusations and really going hard.
Shmuel knew
with that stuff
because I remember Izzo's last words that we spoke, and he said, "Age is just a number." That was the last time I ever talked to him.
Yeah, I actually met Iso once, and he told me this great story about how his he got beat up by his girlfriend's father-in-law, or if not father-in-law, father. Yeah, and he said that he came in, they were having sex during the day, and the dad walked in and said to Iso, "What the fuck are you doing? She's three." Jesus.
We're all terrified to laugh at that joke.
Why? Because you didn't like the laugh and you got a hard on?
I think if you used four, it would have went over better.
No,
I think so with Pottstown.
Pottstown?
Yeah, the last time he was seen in public.
Yeah.
Do you still have that thumb drive he gave you, Shmuel?
He was a nice guy. I mean, it was like he came up to me. It was I would never have suspected.
It does, yes.
No.
Anything?
No, not at all.
Even though he was wearing "I love pedophiles" on his shirt.
Yeah.
Well, we get a one from one of my favorite names to shout out: Penis Wrinkle.
Yes.
Boy, pardon for $5. Thanks for the $5. Can you ask Shmuel his opinion on Rob Saul saying he looks like an ESO predator, and that he also called Cookie an ugly hoe?
It's Rob Saul. He of course says that stuff, and he has me blocked, so I can't respond. And forever I avoided the Rob Saul fucks dog jokes, just avoided them. And I wound up getting this heat because I was on with Deb, and Deb went after him, so I was like collateral damage. But Rob threatened me, wanted to beat me up in Atlantic City, and he was coming after me, but he'd already left the hotel. So I just went outside. I waited. 5 jitneys came by. Rob never showed up.
Oh, gee.
But there we go. Rob needs a fight. You see him get his shit handed to him on Stuttering John the other day. I mean, no. It was Ashley and Ava. I'm sorry. I keep saying Ashley. Keanu and Ava. And if you get beaten up
the one with Keanu, the man's name, ironically.
Yeah. If you get beaten up by Keanu, I mean, come on.
Yeah. But did he, though? Because it's just that it seemed like they were insulting Rob, and anything he said back to them, they would go, "Oh, you're bigoted. You're fucking offensive to say that." And it's like,
you can't do that.
Transphobe. Keanu tried to keep saying transphobe that so John would kick him off the show, which is pretty chicken shit. But that's Keanu's style.
So what, John apparently and Rob are fighting? Like,
apparently, yeah. Shmuel watched a different show than we did.
Wow.
No, I was. What I saw was Ava started it by saying Rob looked like a burn victim. And Rob's response was, "You're a hairy man. You're a hairy man."
Yeah. To be fair, Ava looks like Paul Stanley without the makeup.
So you'd fuck her?
Already have, Bob.
She does already have. Rack.
No, she doesn't at all. A pull rack is a better set of tits than her, but tell me more what you were saying, Shmuel.
No, he just, Rob just keeps repeating the same thing over and over again. It's like he doesn't have anything. So he just.
Wait, who does?
Does Rob. He just does the same insult over and over again. And it's, he can't.
Sorry, who's Shmuel?
He can't think on his feet. I said, Rob.
And he's doing what?
Are we having a, what do you call
a little
it?
Low.
I've repeated myself already. I think.
Yeah, so you're now getting the joke. You're a little slow, aren't you, Schmuel?
I get it. I'm very slow.
Yeah, obviously.
But at the same time, can you blame Roy? Because
yes.
So you don't like, you're not on either side, are you, Quad?
No, I'll take Rob's side on all of that stuff for sure. Yeah. We'll be having him on BYB Monday too. So yeah, of course I got to say nice things to him.
There you go.
But I do like Rob. I think he's
I like Ava and whatever. She had some funny comments, but Keanu's a fucking idiot. And a cunt slob whore of a wife. And she had nothing to say, nothing funny. And all she kept saying was like, oh, that's transphobic. Maybe we should kick him off. Say another transphobic thing and we'll kick you off. Like, what? You speak for John now? shut your stupid cunt whore slob mouth.
Keanu. And you're a comedian. You should just be anything. You can say anything. You should be able to. I mean, really.
But she had a great smile while she was doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's because Gina wasn't there. Gino's notoriously funny.
Shut the fuck up, Keanu. I love when he does that.
Yeah. You know what's going on with Gino? And it's a side that I don't like where he's got PTSD from Pat Dixon. Biffing him in the chops, as Roachie would say.
Yeah, but it doesn't stop him from going into a bar still, you know? I mean, you'd figure he'd be scared to go into a bar after
that. Yeah, Gino walked into a bar and said, ouch, right?
Yeah, but now he wants to fucking act aggressive and tough, so who better than a very small, skinny woman in this house? Because he wouldn't say it to a guy in person, but the fucking Keanu.
Rob, you were there at the last time he ran from a skinny little bitch named Kevin Brennan in Compound. That was
that was a fun day.
Yeah, you saw Gino scamper around like a little bitch from a guy
behind the glass, like a monkey jumping up and down. Then he came in, and then like it's just the weirdest fucking thing that these are grown men. But I guess I'm just as bad sometimes.
That's why Brennan went after him, right? He was acting like a monkey, and Brennan went, oh, I'm used to this at home.
Yes!
Take a banana for a roll.
And didn't Gino, just before the punch heard around the world, didn't Gino get slammed against the wall and lifted by
Aaron Berg
about 2 weeks before?
Yeah.
Sorry, Roach.
You know, I don't know why Gino didn't expect it.
But Rob, what's your take on all this Rob stuff? Because you seem to legitimately despise everyone, and you don't really give a fucking. And you and Ava have been clashing swords, shall we say, for quite a while. What do you think about this feud, Lav?
It's funny that like a person like Ava, who's so sensitive by being called a dude, would go after somebody like Rob Soul, who's only interested in Red Rockets. You think there would be a match made in heaven, but yet for some reason they're just clashing heads, and I don't mean that type of head.
a helmet smash?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, I'm on it tonight. Jimmy I, Canadian 5, does Bob feel any responsibility for dumping Grammy and the morning show and go full-time brainwashing Perry?
Full-time, I do two shows a month with him. I talked to Granny the other day, and...
How funny was he?
He was normal, but I was like going on, he was telling me what was going on, and I was like, dude, I gave him good advice, you got a kid, go to fucking, go to therapy or something like that, or you go, instead of going to lawyers, you go to the mediator first, because it's not about you two at this point. You have a kid, so fucking get your shit together, both of you.
Still, I would be jealous if I was him too. I mean, the guy Tony Paluzzo's dick is so big that I heard he left Lemmy's cunt looking like Charlie Kirk's neck. So that guy's a machine, and he likes to go multiple times per day. Thumbs up in the chat for Tony Paluzzo. Thanks.
You're welcome.
But the But when you did that morning show with Granny Bob, what was it like laughing yourself into a coma every single time at Granny's hilarious out of the blue observations and takes on the world?
It was incredible. I mean, just to not know what was going to come out of his mouth the next second. I mean, it was an incredible time. I'll never forget. I really enjoyed it.
It really was a golden moment in streaming that I think will be spoken about in documentaries and stuff. Yeah,
more like a golden shower, but it was still good. Yeah. It was nice.
Have you ever let anyone piss on you, Bob?
No. What are you asking? You want to go to a Oasis concert with me, motherfucker?
Have you ever shit in a cooler?
Never.
Yeah, what the fuck? Is it true that he licked the cooler? That's the rumor. That apparently Granny shits in the cooler and fucking licked it for a dare by Mersh. And now he's going, this motherfucker won't fucking send me my motherfucking money. He's got a masculine voice. And apparently swearing on gays you. And I just think that, I don't know what he's doing. Like it's okay to not stream. Like, take a day off. Don't fucking drink beer. Go for a walk. Consider soap. You know, all these fun options that could actually happen. But I got a question for you, Quad. You used to do like a fucking multiple weekly show with Granny. Do you miss recording with him, or what's that status?
I mean, it worked out. The way it worked out works out for me. He doesn't come on the show, so it's good. It's good. I'm glad he's got success and he's doing well. And cheers. Cheers to Granny. You bet.
He shit in a cooler and licked it. That's success. Like,
he's doing great. He's doing great. I love it.
But I'm saying, like, so Mersh offered him money to do that and then he didn't pay him for licking the shit cooler? Is this what happened? Is this what we're talking about?
I think that's, yeah. It's meant to be the culo you're supposed to lick, not the cooler. Speaking of which, Bob, you have been, you used to do that, the blue cheese bit on stage. Do you think you've ever accidentally eaten shit?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm hoping every time.
Nice.
Yeah. Wasn't an accident at all, huh?
And now you got to fight that turd back if it's there.
Yeah, but I got to ask you, Quad, because you're usually quite, despite your face, you're usually quite feminist and defending of women when it comes to this sort of shit. When you heard all the stuff that Granny was saying, what was your take on it? Like, did you just think this is just a fucking arsehole drunk? Or did you think, he's a big cunt face? Now you can go.
Don't ever fucking cut me off like that ever again, or I'll never come back on here. No, this happens every time someone breaks up, dude. This is like the going rate for people breaking up. He got broke up with. He's got some hard feelings. That's how it goes. There's a lot of feelings, especially when you got kids involved and you've been together for a fucking decade. It's never easy, man. He's going through it right now. He's watching his old lady banging other dudes. I mean, that's never, it's never a good feeling, no matter what you say about it, you know?
So the guy bought him a ticket too? I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, but to Minnesota, not the fucking Philadelphia, you know?
I thought it was going to be you, Husey, taking care of Lemmy. That's the only surprise I got from any of this stuff. You were her hall pass the entire time they were together.
It wasn't even a hall pass. It was going to be a brutal cuckolding. I was going to knock him out in a video game, tie him up, and then I was going to treat her anus like Lars Ulrich's snare drum during the recording of the Saint Anger album. Get it?
So you're going to be tunnel buddies with Tony then? Is that what's going to happen in the future?
No. Not anymore.
Brothers, some kind of brother. I don't know.
He's Italian.
The Moors did so much fucking. Is that what you're saying? You're not going behind one of those people?
Yeah, I can't believe you brought it down to race, Quad. That's so unlike you. Like, Who would have predicted that fucking Quad would turn to that? But I gotta say though, I think that what's Lemmy's board of Tony, she should send Jake Hudson the link, because that's exactly who is the next one I would do to piss Granny off.
No, no.
Jake can scratch that itch, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
Yeah, but, you're right.
Yeah, but I even said that I think that Lemmy should fly to Ireland just to troll Granny and take a photograph with me holding up a fucking positive pregnancy test just to piss him off.
Jesus
Christ. You're Barney Stone.
Yeah, but we'll look at these enormous super chat money. They'll fly us all over to Ireland. They'll all fucking pretend to be pregnant by me.
I love the way you're thinking your cum could work after all the drinking you've done.
Yeah. I haven't had a hard-on since Oasis hadn't broke up yet. But here, speaking of hard-ons, thanks for the dough box from Dan from Nice Podcast, Stupid. Can you ask Shmuel if he'll be doing DV Awards? Thanks. Shmuel, will you be doing any DV Awards?
There was no intention of doing the DV Awards. I was started doing kind of an inventory and then spoke to Dang. Dang was doing it. So Dang did the inventory. I have the spreadsheet. I'm going to pull out the Dabbleverse people, and we'll make a list there. And I think somebody else will do the DV Awards. I assumed Carlos was doing them, but Carlos is out of the Dabbleverse award business. Oh, so wow. Somebody can do it.
It's because he can't fit through the lobby.
So it's a problem. He said that he's having trouble typing, that his fingers are so big that they hit two keys at the same time and no one was able to read it.
Two keys? Is that not the fucking puppet guy?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, Granny's best friend.
DeAndre.
Rapper guy, right? Two keys.
Why you always bring it back to race? From DeAndre the Giant, Shmuel, thank you for your service in the Great War, Triceratops versus Cro-Magnon Man.
There was no war. We got along fine.
Oh, you're canceling the fake news?
Yeah. We were happy together.
Nice one, Dan. Thanks for the dough box. Can you ask Shmuel, better Rack, Ava, or Keanu? Thanks.
Well, I mean, Ava has a rack, right? Isn't that the difference?
On the top or the bottom?
I don't know about the bottom.
Ava can come in her own tits. That's the difference, though.
That's the good part.
Yeah. That would be interesting. So
Ava still has a penis? Is that how it works now?
I think she's got one. She looks like she could do with a shave as well.
Bend over and find out.
No. This guy's crazy. What the fuck is that? Ugly pox scarred girl. Thanks for the five. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob, any interest in going on Stuttering John's show now that you quit TSN? John is on record saying you're a man of integrity.
No, I'm not going to be going on anybody's show. Like this, I just consider you a friend. You know what I mean? I don't consider this whatever, but, you know, we got always blood running through our asses. But no, there's no interest at all. I really couldn't give a fuck about anything.
So this isn't you trying to, like, re-enter
the Dabbleverse? Please.
I mean, it's the question that the people have been asking.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely.
What a dumb question.
But yeah, but that's a question I have for Bob and Rochi. And this is not to put words in anyone's mouth or to talk shit, because Shuli's always been amazing to me, and Carl's helped me a lot over the years with the show and numbers and stuff. But I specifically remember them trashing. Oh, fucking, I can't remember who I can specifically remember. I think it might have been Stuttering John, of them trashing him for having a GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now they have one, and it's doing pretty fucking great for the legal stuff. I guess we'll start with you, Roach, in that one. Do you see that as kind of hypocritical, or you just think, well, that's just the way it goes? Can't.
It is hypocritical. However, the way they've got around it is they've gone, hey, Dr. Steve, everybody loves you. If you set it up, nobody can say a fucking word. And that's what's happened, really. Because a lot of people, like, it's not Dr. Steve's fault, right? It's not Dr. Steve's fault that Shuley doesn't have any money. Apparently Lady K does have money, so, you know.
But don't you think it's more of a bit at this point, and it's like a joke, but I don't know. But at the end, you're still going to get it, you know? Who knows? You know? Who knows?
You know, I think it's insane that it's got to that point. Like, it is ridiculous.
And it was nothing. It was the whole thing is that if it's a bullshit lawsuit, you don't need no defense. Like, it doesn't make any sense, John's lawsuit, you know? It doesn't. So why do you need a defense for that? Because it's all just going to be nothing. Nothing's going to come of this. Watch. All John does is come back and make people money.
But
he does it every time.
But any money he makes, he's going to blow it. And that's like, he's the worst person to win anything, because he's the Stuttering John is who I would describe as a sore winner. And that if he gets his own way, it's just going to make him act out even more, and he's going to try suing a third person, a fourth person, and at no point will he try to see his freak children. Semifarious, but no attention for the five. Bob, why are you on with these losers?
Like these people, actually.
Yeah. You've got one guy who can't walk, Rochi. One guy who can't speak English, Quad. One who can't stop eating, and I'm fat, one who doesn't look human. That's definitely Shmuel. He looks like a Earthworm Jim.
I love it.
He's on the GoFundMe, right? What's distasteful to me is they got a pending request from the judge to get the money from John, right? They got that slap lawsuit thing going where John will have to pay their legal expenses if this goes forward and the jury finds. Shouldn't we wait? They have waited until the judge made that decision before the GoFundMe. And then the second part is they had to know that this was going to happen, right? They've been threatening John, sue them for years. So why wouldn't they have been prepared for it? Right? Put a little money aside. It's not like they're giving us when they make a profit on a show. They're not giving money back. They don't go to the fans, oh, we thought we were going to make 50 grand. We made 50. We're going to give you 7,000, you know, split 7,000 among the people that bought tickets.
I think it's all material. Everything's a bit. That's the way I look at it. You know, I just look at it that way from the beginning. And it's like, hey, how about we do this? This'll drive him crazy. And it will. It definitely will drive him crazy.
Well, Bob, you went to Turkey for the court, right?
Like 40K with the money?
What was that?
How much money has this GoFundMe made?
The last I heard it was
30 out of 40. It's like three quarters of the way there almost.
Yeah, I heard
a lot of money for a bit, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like it caught on. Some things fucking got you on big, man.
But Equal makes a great point in the chat.
Fuck him.
You can just end the GoFundMe and everyone automatically gets refunded. So
you never
that
know.
Is the case. They could do that.
Yeah.
Shuley's Jewish, though.
It'll be very hard to hit that button, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do I need all this money? Why don't I share the money? Exactly what he sounds like. attracted to 13-year-olds.
thanks for the toll box.
Bob, who's crazier, Kate Meaney or Ashley Cummins?
Well, I really don't know either one of them, you know, and I've seen Kate on the show. She's pretty out there. Ashley is pretty out. I haven't seen much of her, but, you know, it's good to have women that are lunatics on these shows, I guess, you know? Why not mix them with the men? There's a lot of fucking men lunatics, so.
Stop talking about
this is what sells. This is what sells. Do you understand? These people get to watch people that, you know, whether they had a career, thought they had a career, right? fucking fight with each other. It's got to be the greatest fucking thing for them to watch this fucking, these people fighting over nothing, basically, but who used to be somebody or not. And you go, oh, I remember that person. Now they're fighting with each other. Now there's a lawsuit. It's probably the greatest thing to watch. And it is much better to watch than to be involved, I think.
You're talking about sex?
I'm talking about, yes, anal.
Oh, what's that like?
I don't know. Turn around.
This guy's out of his mind.
You know what I'm talking about.
Ask Shmuel if he forgives. Shmuel, do you forgive Rochi for cock blocking John? What's this one?
Oh, Rochi is Rochi, right? I mean, he does what he's going to do. That's it. And yeah, of course, because Rochi got me great. And no better troll has been launched upon me. So
what's this one?
But what it is, Susie, is Shmuel accused me of stopping him going on the stream with Ashley Cummings and John when I timed him out in a YouTube chat. So that's what
happened.
Sorry, Rochi, but you did say that I told Ashley I called her a dummy, which has been proved false. And that you could apologize for, but I'm not sitting here waiting for it. So I'm good.
I could, or I could just continue saying you called her stupid.
Exactly.
Ashley just recently started following me on Twitter, and she just DM'd me and she said, ask Shmuel why did he cock block John and block him, and I was like, Jesus, actually. And then she showed me a picture of her cunt. It was great. It was a good follow. But I gotta say that I think that Ashley gets almost a bad rap in that everybody's now decided that she's like a mental case, so no matter what she does or say, they were like, look at this fucking mental case Ashley, she's eating cereal. What is she, fucking Ozzy Osbourne? Which is ironic because Kate Meaney looks like Ozzy Osbourne in the early Black Sabbath days. And it's like, so people have now decided that Ashley's nuts. So she can't win.
I think she's actually figured out like her place in the Dabbleverse, and she's calmed down. And I think she kind of figured out what the Dabbleverse is all about, and seems like she's totally... totally in with us doing her thing and has no issues. I haven't seen her freak out in a long time about anything. I haven't seen her like live streaming when she's on intoxicants. She's settled in and she's doing awesome as far as I can tell. So
the last
one of us at this point.
Only she can walk. But the last I heard of, I seen Ashley doing is she was doing a show with Rochi, and I thought, it's nice of her to take the time to help out the special needs retards, because they're mostly people too, even though they fucking talk like a bunch of slags. You know what I mean, Rochi?
She's like, I'll look intelligent by comparison.
Yeah,
100%. That's a bit rude, Shmuel.
And what was weird, Shmuel, you've had experience with this with Ashley, right? I was backstage for like 5-10 minutes, but I didn't cry about it in the YouTube chat. You know, I just waited patient.
Fuck, it's getting personal here.
But yeah. Anyway.
One of the topics I'd love to ask you about, Bob, is so of course, have you ever heard of that, the actor Donald Trump?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he was in that Home Alone or something.
Oh, fuck, he was good in that. Do you remember that scene? Down the hall to the left. And then stupid Kevin McAllister walked down the hall to the right. Reshoots, am I right, guys? Calling Stanley Kubrick, am I right, guys? Fucking got him good. And so, of course, there's all that stupid shit with notoriously funny Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from The Tonight Show, the funny guy, you know him?
Oh, yeah. Keeps me rolling all fucking night.
Great fucking jokes. Yeah. And he was talking about Charlie Kirk. Did you hear about what happened to Charlie Kirk?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, me too. I read it on the internet. And fucking, so it was Jimmy Kimmel was on his show. He was being funny as fuck. Hilarious jokes. Everybody was cracking up. And then he made some sort of joke or comment about Charlie Kirk. And you're not going to believe this. What? He got kicked off the air.
Right there? They came in and just kicked him right off.
Well, I don't know. I was in rehab. But so he got suspended from his show, which was terrible because he has so many great jokes. Like, I sometimes sit there and think, can you imagine if Granny met Jimmy Kimmel? Like that would be like the next evolution of human comedy. Like, it's just that they are so funny. And then he came back from a massive 6-day suspension. Now, about this for hell that he went through. He was still getting paid for 6 days, and he was forced to just do whatever he wants for 6 days.
What did he do with all those great jokes that he would have said that night? He's got 6 nights of just unbelievable material.
Bob, I didn't want to think about it because I'm going to start to cry. There was all these jokes about stuff like The Rock making Philip. Oh, I'm going to cry.
No,
I'm not. I'm going. I won't give him the win to say that. But of course, Howard Stern then come out and defended Jimmy Kimmel. Notoriously funny, better than he's ever been, Howard Stern.
Top of the world.
Yeah, like it doesn't get any better than the Stern Show in 2025. And he was going off talking about censorship, all this shit, talking about how Kimmel shouldn't be suspended, despite the fact that Stern and all his cunt friends have gloated about people from the right being suspended and fired and losing jobs, etc. So basically, that very short question is, what did you think of the Stern's reaction and the Jimmy Kimmel reaction to the censorship?
I don't think any comedian should be censored at all. You know, so I don't believe in, you know, they should have took him off the air for a joke. But, you know, but it's whatever this world is. I don't fucking know, but I don't think you should, somebody should get fired over doing a joke. If it's okay to say it on the air, they go to the screeners, you know. It's not just like he just made it up on the air. Somebody approved it. So you can't just start censoring people. You can't.
Even Gino?
I didn't say. Well, yeah, I did say everybody. But fuck, you know, that, you fucked me up with that, Quad, okay? All right. Well, yeah, I mean, one person. That's it.
But the thing that fucked me off is that they were all trying to act as if it was Trump who specifically went and got him taken off the air when it came out that it was part of his contract that says you can't do this type of stuff, and that there was these, what he would call them, penalties noted in his contract that said if you advertise unlawfully, you'll be suspended and fined X amount. If you joke about this stuff, you will be suspended for this amount of time. And then they try to blame it on Trump. But it's like, I don't like censorship, but karma's fucking amazing. Like, he had that coming.
Mm-hmm. Hey, whatever. If it's in the contract and that shit, like, we don't know that shit, but you shouldn't censor. Somebody shouldn't be censored.
But the head of the FCC went after him, and that's what created the Trump angle.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a comment that's definitely from the real Ashley Cummins. Did you guys know? Thanks for the five. Did you guys know Brendan Schaub is the father of my sister's baby?
I didn't know.
Could be worse. Could have been Granny.
Who do you think's more naturally funny, Brendan Schaub or Granny?
I don't know Brendan Schaub. I don't know anything about him, truthfully.
Oh, this guy is fucking funny.
Really?
Wait. Bob, I'll answer for you. Granny.
I get a kick out of Granny when he's, you know.
I like to get a kick out of his fucking rib cage.
No, I think Granny is a good person deep down. You know what I mean? I just think, you know, believe me, like, it happens to everybody. Your anger gets out and you just, you know, you do stuff stupid. But, you know, at least you're able to talk to him and say, this is not the way you do it at this point, you know? Look, we all make fucking crazy shit, but it's not the way to do it.
I knew Granny was a cunt when Dave Sarah, who's not here, which I'm not worried about because he's Armenian. He's probably out stealing something. You know what they are. And Granny was on BYB. That's your show, Quad, remember?
Yep, yep, yep.
Good stuff. Good chemistry back and forth. And shockingly, and you're going to be stunned to hear this news, but on this particular episode of BYB, now seriously hang in for this news, Granny wasn't being funny. And it was so weird. Like, he was telling jokes that were bombing. And Dave pointed this out, you know, because he's Armenian. And of course, Granny's response to that was to make fun of Dave's two parents for being ill and having a mentally ill brother. And I just thought, you really are a fucking Owen Wilson ugly cunt to go that far as a response because you're not funny.
Well, to start off there is like kind of tough, kind of rough. You know what I mean? You can ease into that way down the line, but yeah, it's a little rough for to start off with. So you don't like Granny?
I love him.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I think he's jealous because he's been in a tunnel that he wants to be in. So
yeah.
Is that the problem, Husey? You're jealous?
Euro tunnel? I've been in London a couple of times. What are you talking
smelly
about?
Smelly cunt, according to Granny.
Jesus. Hang on. Do you mean this one?
Mike Hunt smells.
That's my good friend, wrestling legend Conan. No, well, why would I get fucking jealous of that? Lemmy sent me photographs of her anus multiple times at Christmas time, and it was wonderful. The greatest opening I've seen since Avatar 2. Thank you very much. A wonderful magical land that I want to shove my dick in. I'm not joking at all. Thanks for the $12 from Dan from Nice Podcast, Stupid. Shmuel and Rochi, who do you think Ashley likes more? In fact, you know what? We'll start with Quad on that one. Who do you think Ashley likes more? Asking the fucking question, cunt. Likes more.
Roche. She loves Rochi. Yeah, she loves Rochi. Nobody likes Shmuel.
Really?
Especially Ashley. And whatever. Like, that's the whole thing, Shmuel, dude. Like, what would you have added to Stuttering John and Ashley? You would have absolutely, like, ruined. It was funny, like, those two together. It was a good show. You would have sucked, like usual, and you would have ruined that show. So what Rochi did was great. It was perfect. I'm so glad you didn't get to go on there and ruin it. So
you should be a confident coach. You're very good at this, Quad. You're building up confidence.
Dude, like, what would Shmuel, seriously, what would you have fucking added to that show? Nothing, right? You would have asked like 10 stupid questions and annoyed them. Like, what? Explain what great addition you would have made to that show. I would love to hear that.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, you don't have nothing to say for a reason, obviously. Yeah, got him. Got him!
Bob,
there it is, folks. There it is. Plain as day, you thought.
That got a little uncomfortable for a second.
Well, is that your hemorrhoids coming back?
I couldn't be more comfortable, Bob.
I know.
Yeah, you're in a chair. But
son of a bitch.
Yeah. But Bob, just from first impressions, and I don't mean that Rodney Dangerfield calmed down. Hey, what do you think of me? That's hilarious. From first impressions, if you were Ashley Cummings, and we all wish that you were, who do you think you would like more between Shmuel and the lovely Rochi?
I don't know. It's hard. They both have their charm. You know what I mean? Like Rochi, anybody that can get Joey C screaming at him at everybody that came into the chat all the time, thinking it's that cocksucker Rochi. But Shmuel, I always get a kick out of. I really do. I love him. It's like scary. Like, you know, if I seen him in an alley, I'd say this guy's gonna do something to my hiney. you know, but like he's very nice. He's nice. He's quiet, but then he can lose it at any moment. So I like that too. So I'd probably fuck them both.
Yeah. But which one first?
Yeah, I'd have to go with Shmuel first because like Rochi would be like, you know, it'd be too much. It'll be a lot of work like rolling around on him. Like it's like it's he's kind of like he's like a fucking waterbed himself. So.
But what about and then we go to the bloody blokes themselves. Hey, Roach. See? In fact, we've got a special guest here, guys, and he will answer the question.
There he is.
It's only Dave. I'm on time, Sarah.
But
Dave. Yeah, and you're muted. Great. Dave, yeah, tell us one of your funny jokes.
Hey, Israel, more like is fake.
Wow.
This guy's fucking crazy.
I thought we were starting at 12 PST. My bad.
Huh? That's
close enough.
Yeah.
I thought we were starting at 12 my time, but I guess I was wrong. Hi. Sorry to interrupt. What's up,
brother? We were just asked a lovely question there by somebody. It was by Dan from Nice Podcast Stupid. Who do you think the lovely Ashley Cummins likes more, Shmuel or Rochi? Armenian.
Ooh, she likes Rochi more.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Nah, she likes Rochi more. Even though I've warned her many times about her and Rochi, she does not heed my advice. How's it going,
Rochi? Comes from a Shmuel ball washer, Dave Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm his producer.
Care of you, dude.
I get 10 points on his podcast.
Yeah, but what's not to like about Shmuel apart from his podcast and his jokes?
His eyes, his demeanor,
clothes,
the fact that he lies all the time. What else?
Got a lot going for him. I like him. I like that kid.
Come on, Dave. You got a longer list than that.
Tell me a Shmuel lie.
Longer? I hardly knew her.
Fucking crazy. We're having a good time, the six of us here. Thanks for the toolbox from Semiferius Buttonoid. Did I say that right?
Nope. Semiferius Buttonoid, $2, Star Wars name. Will you ever return to your home planet? Star Wars name. That must be Shmuel.
Me?
No.
Star Wars name? No, I will never return to my home planet.
Like, because the women are of legal age over there?
Something like that. And, you know, in the Valley of Men, there's only men. So
the Valley
of That's men. Why I'm here.
In the Valley of Men, the women look like Felicia Gillespie.
In the Valley of Men, the women look like Quad.
Oh, I don't see a problem with that. I think Quad is a very handsome Asian man.
I think Quad's a handsome man too. That's why I think that Karmic likes the Valley of Men.
Well, I think that Quad actually looks like a more handsome version of a younger Anthony Cumia. And speaking of which, ugly puck face Scott Goal. Thanks for the toolbox. Shmuel not Shmuel's not fit the cling quads colostomy bag.
That's the Rochi. That's that Rochi cocksucker. I know he's got another account.
These are burners. But just as we're getting to wrap up here, I got to ask you about the Stuttering John lawsuit of Shuley and Carl. We know, Bob, that you and Shuley had a fallout or a parting of the ways, but you've always been reasonably fair. Like, I remember even when Brennan was getting in shit and you two were at the peak of your fallout, you were still defending him despite him owing you. He bongoed you out of some scratch. See that? Gangsta talk.
27,000, but it's fine. Look, it's all good.
A pittance. That's what Dave Sarah put up his nose in July.
Exactly. When I look at it like that, it's actually nothing. So it's like for me to be mad at anybody in this fucking thing is ridiculous.
We should start a GoFundMe for you, man.
Well, I'm thinking about it since that one worked out so well.
No. But when you heard about this lawsuit, yeah. Bob, like, what do you think is legitimately going to be the outcome? Do you think that it's going to affect Shuley or Lady K?
No.
Like, do you think that they might be forced to stop talking about the hilarious Stuttering John?
No, not at all. I think it's John should have just stayed away. If he wanted to hurt them, he should have stayed away. Okay. What he does is he comes back and he makes people money again. He's been doing this since the beginning. And the lawsuit is stupid. It's not going to go anywhere. And it turns into a big laugh. And that's going to take it another 8 months to a year straight with just this. So it's all material. It's all material he's making.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like he sued Carl and, Lady K and Shuley into making tens of thousands more dollars.
Yeah.
While Stuttering John is begging Paul Stanley, Ava, to come on his fucking birthday stream because his kids refused to speak to him. Like I don't understand how this is a win for him. And then sort of calling back to the Rob Saul thing. Rob's one of the few fucking people that would actually defend him, and then Stuttering John sets him up. I don't get it. But what do you think about it all, Dave? You fucking piece of shit. Mike's way too loud.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, what the fuck type of Archie?
Why tell him, Husey? Also, you telling me Ava isn't John's daughter, son? Because I thought that was
Jesus.
Believe it or not,
fucking
Ava actually had sex with Knight, believe it or not. Oh, they live right down the street from each other. They've banged a bunch of times.
And there's me thinking Knight turned into day.
Here's the only thing: John can do anything he wants to Rob, and Rob will be back.
I don't know, because Stuttering John's fucking, status has fallen so much that... That's the crazy thing about the state of the Dabbleverse now, is that doing other shows doesn't help you. And that, like going on MLC doesn't mean you're going to sell out Madison Square Garden's theater on your stand-up tour. Yeah,
now you fucking tell me, asshole.
I book 6 nights at that fucking place. I get all kinds of jokes about black guys and who is. But, you know... So
it's like when Twitter started, right? Like if you got a repost from somebody famous, right, you'd get all these followers and all these interactions, and now it's nothing, right? I mean, it's the same thing with us. Is it's like everybody's gone on everybody's shows so many times, it just doesn't move the needle at all.
Well, speaking of your penis, here's a comment from semi-furious buttonoid. Thanks for the toll box. I'm glad Quad is finally taking a stand to Shmuel, which is ironic when you think about it.
I don't know what the finally part is, but yeah, cool.
I think it's because you're such a pussy.
Semi-nefarious. Say it, Husey. Semi-nefarious. Try it.
Seinfeld.
All right. Close enough.
That'll do.
Yeah. Nailed it.
What's the deal with jumping out of fucking trees? Why don't you just land in the water?
I got a 10. A 10 out of 10. Suck it. It was perfect form. Straight into the bottom.
No, don't worry. But I just think that this whole thing, like if Rob did go back on Stuttering John's show, like for what? Like you get more. We're not getting to the point where everybody's on what's the term, even keel, and that you don't have to go, you know, be like, I'm going to save it for the Rock Bottom podcast hosted by Ray DeVito. All this fucking shit. I just think that no, like it's gay. And I think that Stuttering John suing them is a disaster. And I'm also getting to the point where I'm starting to feel legitimately sorry for John. It's on his 60th birthday. And I know that once you get older, birthdays really don't mean anything. But when you make it to 60 and your birthday is spent alone for hours and hours drinking while your kids are off, you know, your daughter's off cleaning her dick under the tap or whatever it is she does. You just think like that's sad. And like, do you feel sorry for him at this stage, Bob? Or do you think, fuck that motherfucker?
No, I don't think fuck that motherfucker. But yeah, I mean, you do feel bad. You're like, that party was like, it was in Goodfellas, like when they were the three guys ruined my fucking party. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, it's not even a birthday party. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, like the last thing I wanted to do is do my own show on a birthday. I went on with Perry. I wasn't going to do it on my own fucking thing. You know, it just doesn't make sense that, you know, go out and enjoy yourself. Take a night off. You just think you're going to make a ton of money. That's why people do birthday shows.
This is from Granny. I would hate to make Hughie funny. By what? Licking shit bowls on the stream? You crazy guy? While you force yourself to drink light beer, talking about how great of a parent you are, giving fucking parenting advice while you're binge drinking at 8 in the morning?
So whose side are you taking?
She fucking doesn't fucking respect me as a motherfucking parent. How could she not want me? Fuck off, you cunt. You girl voice. And all these people saying, send Granny the link in the chat. That doesn't mean he's going to get on the fucking stream even if he has the link, you stupid fuckers.
Oh, wait, there is a chat. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I had the fucking private chat on the whole fucking time. Sorry. Jesus fucking Christ. But yeah, I mean, look, I have a feeling you're a Lemmy guy, okay? Right? Would you say?
I'd say I'm a Lemmy friend.
Free the Florida 2.
Okay.
Would you say you wash your balls?
I would say that I would say that if some of the shit the Grammys saying she's done in this situation is true, then I likely would probably cut ties with her, to be honest, because like those are crazy accusations and I don't agree with that sort of stuff. So if
I have no idea, I didn't hear any, so I don't know what's going on. I just know they're fighting, and it's just not good when you have a kid. It's just not good.
Yeah. Here's one from Sammy Famous Buttonoid. Thanks for the five. Seinfeld Buttonoid. See, I told you, Quad, you're too stupid and you can't read. I mean, hey, if people from Poland are called Poles, why aren't people from Holland called Holes? Who are these people? See, Quad, if only you could read. And that was my favorite comment so far. Here's Peter Sky Parker. Thanks for the dough box, which was nice of you to donate this, because this is quite a lie. Quite a lot of your annual income. Speak English and send Granny the link. No. If I wanted to be bored, I would send the link to Dave Sarah again. And thank you, Toto P and Diaz, for becoming a YouTube member. That's very nice. But you can hit the thing for free, the like button. But yeah, I just think that with all this the Grammy and the feuds and the Stuttering John, people got to remember that this whole thing started off as a comedy community, and now we get people threatening to fight, and now we get people threatening to fucking dox each other and give it. I hate it. I hate what it's become.
Lawsuits.
Yeah, and you can totally understand why Bob has taken a step back. But what do you think about it, Shmuel? Because you've been a viewer for a long time, and you've sort of come in during the anal end. What do you think, Cunt?
Yeah, look, I wonder if what I thought was happening in Reddit was, as these other communities like the Sector and the Jesse PSPs and Kiwi Farms people, they all seem to be that those areas seem to be fading and they're coming over to the Dabbleverse, and that's been their thing forever, right? Trolling and fighting. And so I think some of the new viewers bring it on as well, you know, and then it encourages people, and then if it makes more money and you know, it feeds on itself.
What do you think, Roachie?
I'm trying to figure out what Shmuel Buckman was talking about, apart from he come in here to make money, which is fine, you know.
And you, Quad?
Yeah. I think the trolling has kind of waned off a little bit. Myself and those other sectors, like Mersh. What Mersh came in, but he doesn't even really seem to like the Dabbleverse. He is making a couple bucks off of it right now, but he picked up Super Tips. So that's mainly like he made up with Melton and they're doing their thing. But yeah, I don't really see anyone else from the sector. They kind of tap into it with Steel Toe, but not much. I don't really see what Shmuel said. And say something funny, Shmuel. Let's get back to the comedy.
You try first and then I'll go.
No, you look surprised. I asked you a question.
You go, oh, no, I wasn't surprised. I just, it's not.
No, that was the joke. This isn't the place. You're still slow.
But
never mind.
Never mind.
It went over your head and your eyes almost popped out.
And I'd be more than happy to respond to it. But I don't want
to. I'll send you a DM and you can respond to it later after the show, because that's how shows work. You respond to stuff said on shows after the show later, right?
No, you could. If you really wanted to ask those questions, you could have sent me a DM asking me to come on your show to answer them, right?
No, we're doing a show right now. We're doing fine. You were on my show not that long ago.
Bob, we're not here about Ashley and I.
Oh, you're here about Bob. Don't ask me tough questions. You brought up the other stuff earlier. So wait a minute. You did a side John into John and Ashley earlier. Now that's unacceptable to go side tangent. Huh?
You're asking me about me and what I was going to do, not what.
Oh, no. Questions about you? Those are tough ones to answer, aren't they?
Not at all. Not at all, Quad. They're not.
Yeah. Skull, Cusy.
So just no answers again. Okay.
Not for you.
We're here for Bob, everybody. Yay, Bob.
Hey. Run my fucking party.
Jerk off. Addicted to profits. Thanks for the $10. This is a donation towards Buckman's turkey neck surgery. We will feature you tonight on the halftime show. What's the halftime show? Is that Mir and fucking what's his name, Dr. Chai?
Thursday night football, probably. You Irish people wouldn't understand, you freaking Europeans.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Roachie will understand this. Over here, football is played with the feet. And in America, football is picked up with the hands, and they call it football.
Kickoff, punt, field goal. You ever hear of that, dum-dum?
Yeah, and have you ever heard of football where it's played with the feet? No offense.
It's soccer.
Yeah, football. Soccer's played with the feet, and football's played with the hands. And then Americans go, "We're number one. Everybody's got to understand we're number one." But speaking of number one, Bob Levy, of course, is back. What plugs do you have for these lovely, lovely ladies that will be watching this show down below?
Well, I'll be at TIFFs on Saturday night and then doing Catch a Rising Star near the end of the month. And also, I'll do a few shows on Levyverse right there. They'll usually pop up. I think maybe Sunday I'll do one in the afternoon. But until then, I'm going to enjoy, motherfuckers.
When are you doing Uncle Vinny's again, Bob?
I don't have a date. I got to get one. But you got to come out.
Got to see you there and seen Voss there as well.
It's a fun place. I enjoy it there.
Like it a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
And seeing as you started speaking during his plug spiel, what plugs do you have, Cunt?
I apologize for interrupting Bob's plug.
No, that's fine.
But we have 8 o'clock tonight. We've got Mariner Robbie from The Aussie Guy on.
Big fat cunt.
Yes, yes. It's going to be discussing Ozempic and its positive aspects.
Wait, he's the Ozempig. Go ahead, Roach.
I said Ava's getting the link as well.
No Ava tonight, sorry to disappoint.
You know, if Roachy did a clean shave, I couldn't tell the difference between Ava and him.
Well, I do have a bigger chest than Ava, to be fair.
Oh, shit, and a smaller penis.
But his eyes are more beautiful.
He does have beautiful eyes. That's one thing I got to say about you, Roachy. I love a big, fat Asian man. You look like E. Honda.
Oh, thank you very much.
I don't like racial jokes. Speaking of which, Quad, what plugs do you have, you beautiful, handsome, racist rock and roller?
Everybody go watch Shmuel Buckman look surprised every time someone asks him a question. That's good enough for me.
Okay. Well, Quad's links will, of course, be down below. Shmuel, why do you always look so surprised?
I'm surprised.
Makes a good point
every single time.
Excellent. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to do a lovely wave goodbye, and we're going to say bye, everybody, and I'm going to go enjoy Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Bye.
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, everybody. This was a great episode. Bob Levy's fucking hilarious, and really you should follow him on all types of social media to find out what he's up to next, because he's a funny host, he's a funny social media guy, he's a funny interviewee, he's just fucking secondly funny to me, and not many can compete with the H-Man, apart from literally everyone that's ever lived. So I am still holding in that piss this entire time you listen to this episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you everyone for downloading, hopefully checking out the YouTube video and hitting the like button, and also buying Pink Elephant by Arcade Fire on vinyl, and it is Shuji. Bye bye.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.